Now in verse 3 I read that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are pointed thereunto. Now here is a very wonderful statement, and it's hard to swallow for any of us, for that matter. He says here, and let me just break it apart and look at it, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. The word moved means disturbed. And the word for afflictions here are the pressures, the tensions. And then he says something here that is absolutely amazing. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. Now, appointed means that you and I are to go through storms down here. But they're temporary, and we can't escape them. It's made very clear to us in the Word of God that you and I are to have trouble down here. And Paul wants the Thessalonians to stand for the Lord in the midst of afflictions. Now, friends, if you're a believer, you're not going to escape trouble. To accept Christ doesn't mean to take out an insurance policy that you will never suffer loss. The fact of the matter is, actually, the minute you become a child of God, that means you're going to start having trouble. Even if you haven't had it before, you're going to have it when you become a child of God. Now, that is exactly what the Lord Jesus taught. Over in John 16:33, will you listen to this? He says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation." And that's not the great tribulation. That's the little tribulation. That is the trouble that all of us are going to have. And he says there's no way around it. In the world ye shall have trouble. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Here we go again. Be of good cheer in trouble? Yes. My friend, many of God's children are learning and knowing what trouble is. Now, the amazing thing is, he has promised to lead us through the trouble. The way that it has been expressed is this. He didn't say that we would miss the storm. Fact of the matter is, he said we would go through the storm, all the storms of life. The thing he did say, very definitely and dogmatically, he said we were going to make the harbor, because any little boat that he's on board isn't going to the bottom of the Sea of Galilee, it's going to the other side, and we're in the process of going to the other side. Now, Paul reinforced that in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 12. "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." There are no ifs, ands, buts about it. Now, may I say this to you? As a child of God, is the sky clear for you? There's no clouds. There's not a ripple on the sea of life for you today. Everything is smooth, and everything is just nice for you. May I say, if it is like that, then you might question your salvation. But if you are experiencing trouble down here and the pressures and tensions of life are on you, I have news for you. That's one of the signs that you're God's child. I notice that God's children suffer a great deal. And one of the most wonderful things is it's going to be temporary. You're going to come through it. I remember years ago of hearing about a church in Memphis, Tennessee, where the pastor, a black pastor, and he asked for verses of scripture. And one man got up and he says, "It came to pass." And he sat down. Everybody looked puzzled. And the pastor said to him, "Well, brother, how in the world can that statement, 'It came to pass,' be your favorite verse?" Well, he says, "When I get in trouble and it comes to me, I turn to where it says, 'It came to pass.' And I know it came to pass. It didn't come to stay. And I thank God that I'm going to get out of the storm and get rid of my trouble." What a wonderful thing. He may have misapplied that verse, but his theology is absolutely accurate, and it's according to what Paul is saying here.